Pope apologizes, makes new speech praising Islam. 19 September 2006 for Unused, this is Mordillo. The Vatican. The Pope issued a new speech today, contrary to his old one that nobody liked, reversing his position on Islam.
My previous speech quoted some guy from like the 1300s or something like that to imply that the violent aspects of some forms of Islam were perhaps someone that misguided, said the Pope. That was totally wrong of me, since now that there has been a reaction to my speech consisting of a nun being murdered at the churches being firebombed, as well as the multiple calls for my arrest and death, I realize that I grossly misjudged Islam. Therefore, as the Papa, I hereby declare without reservation that everything ever done in history by a believer following Islam was a good, just, reasonable, and a beneficial act.
The Pope then announced he was converting to Islam and would require all Christians to do likewise.
But at this set time, we have been ignoring the reasonable request of the following of Jihad, for us to finally wake up to the truth. That there is no good God by Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last prophet of Allah. Why this simple fact slipped through our grasp for so long seems to be, in retrospect, just silly. All the time that Muslims have been killing, blowing things up, making angry videotapes, and taking over countries, we've just been trying to make us get through our thick Western colonialist skulls. Thank goodness they killed all those people, otherwise it would have been apostates forever.
The Pope's revelation, which is expected to lead to the subsumation of Christianity into Islam by a date that has not yet been determined, is expected to be commented on by President Bush, who in a similar move is expected to introduce legislation to amend the constitution so as to replace it with the full text of the Quran.
President says he's bored of this war on terror thing, and it's getting old. It was all fun at first, but it's gone on for too long. He just wants it to stop so he can think clearly again. Let's just give the silly Muslim what they want and let them have their ounce of forced flesh. One ancient piece of paper from like a million years ago, not a watch the difference, remarked one of Bush's aides, who was busy shoplifting DVDs, and so was unable to talk to us any further.
Discussions concerning the orderly transfer of political authority over the Vatican to his son Bin Laden has reportedly underway between Pope and Bin Laden's second-in-command, Bert. For the Unnews special report, it has been your Middle Eastern correspondent, Mordillo. Allahu Akbar, and good night.